AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Days before Joe Biden will be sworn in, Washington, D.C. is in lockdown. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
After the Capitol riot and with the FBI warning of more armed protests.
Clearly, we are in uncharted waters.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says the district looks a lot different than normal. A huge chunk of downtown is locked down, with police vehicles blocking access. A week after proving to be a soft target, the Capitol itself is visible only through a tall black fence. While thousands of National Guard troops continue gathering here, Bowser's asking Americans not to visit for the inauguration.
But instead to participate virtually.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine is closing the State House in Columbus in the days leading up to the inauguration.
The Ohio National Guard will be out in force in Columbus. Our guard will be there to back up local law enforcement and to back up the Ohio State Highway Patrol.
Among those charged with taking part in the riot at the Capitol, five-time Olympic swimming medalist Cleet Keller. Ryan Murphy is on the U.S. swim team.
I 100% respect someone's right to peacefully protest and express their opinions. At the same time, I do not condone what happened at the Capitol last week.
A retired Pennsylvania firefighter has been arrested on suspicion of throwing a fire extinguisher that hit three police officers at the Capitol. Depending on how the schedule works out, President Trump's impeachment trial could start in the Senate on Inauguration Day. A new watchdog report says the Justice Department leaders under President Trump knew their 2018 zero-tolerance border policy would result in family separations, but pressed on with prosecutions. The ACLU sued to stop the separations. This is AP News. A 10-member UN team has arrived in Wuhan, China, to look into the start of the coronavirus pandemic.
The visit was approved by President Xi Jinping's government after months of diplomatic wrangling. The dispute prompted an unusual public complaint by the head of the WHO. State broadcaster CGTN said the team will be quarantined for 2 weeks and will undergo testing for the virus. Scientists suspect the virus that has killed 1.9 million people since late 2019 jumped to humans from bats or other animals. The WHO team includes virus and other experts from the United States, Australia, Germany, Japan, Britain, Russia, the Netherlands, Qatar, and Vietnam. I'm Karen Chemas.
The vaunted Mediterranean diet and French gastronomy are getting some competition. The European Union's Food Safety Agency says worms are safe to eat. The agency published a scientific opinion on the safety of dried yellow mealworms and gave them a thumbs up as a protein-rich snack or ingredient for other foods. Ed Donahue, AP News.